Hey guys, John Henry here with Honest to God. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to do more than listen and actually participate and be on the show, we would love to have you out there. If you're interested in being a panelist, then text YA to 844-617-1292. Once again, that's text YA to 844-617-1292.
This is Emma, and on this episode of Honest to God, we talk about what we're all doing during the summer. From avoiding sharks in the ocean to living on a bike for a week, we've got a lot going on. So keep on listening, and you might get a few ideas for what you're going to do this summer. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
All right, my fake laugh on three. One, two, three. What a surprise. We're just having so much fun here in the studio. That was totally not planned. You are listening to Honest to God on AM 1160, The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Super pumped to be here today. I think we're going to have a great show, which we thought was What's on Your Mind until about 45 seconds ago. And so now we found out it is something to do with what's going on this summer and all things Catholic in all of your lives. It's going to be wonderful. It's also going to kind of be What's on Your Mind. So we got all returning people here today. We got Leo, we got Madeline, we got Grace, we've got Emma, and as always in studio today, producer Ben.
Oh yeah.
Looking great, Ben.
Thank you, John. You're looking great.
Thanks, brother. So yeah, happy to be here, guys. You all only owe us one fun fact, but first we're gonna do Oh, you're not ready?
No,
Grace, you nervous?
I'm so ready.
No, you got plenty of time to look it up. Grace, why don't you lead us in prayer?
Okay. Absolutely. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, for another day to grow in your grace, to learn more about who you are, to grow closer to you through our suffering, through our joys, and all that we do. We ask for your intercession through this conversation, that it may be blessed, and we pray, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
That was okay.
Oh, thanks.
So Emma knocked out of the park last time. So I'm sorry.
Emma's prayers are iconic.
They're so good.
Every time we went to the Catholic Campus Ministry together at University of North Georgia, and in our women's group, whenever she would either just be like discussing something or
discussing means I was rambling.
Sure.
It was always so good and like just full of wisdom. I feel like it's
that's really how I was.
You're a killer rambler. Wisdom. You're a really good rambler. Yeah. I've heard you ramble on the show.
No one has ever minded it once.
This is me trying to like really filter because I talk too much, I think.
That's literally all we're here to do today. So talk all you want.
The first time I came on though, I think I talked like twice. I was really nervous. So I think you guys are like, yeah, she talks a lot. And then I came on, it was like...
No, I distinctly remember you knocking it out of the park the first time.
You did great.
It was
really
like your first episode.
Yeah, Adam was Advent. I remember that.
You've been slacking, Madeline. You haven't been on the show nearly as much in recent months.
No. Yeah,
I feel like
that's true. That's true.
No, see, Leo. Leo is always
I'll back
here.
You up on
wait,
that, John Henry.
He remembers.
Wait, but I was just on.
I know you were there for the tattoo one. Yeah.
And What's on Your Mind right before
yeah,
that?
I don't know. Regardless of whether I don't feel don't like you've been on the show.
I will redeem myself in the next few episodes. Catch me in at least three of them.
Is it 12:34 right now?
Let me check. Yep, it is.
Okay, cool. Did you ever see that movie? In Time, starring Justin Timberlake. That's what I think of every single time I see it.
I did. It was such a cheesy movie.
It was so cheesy. It was so awesome. All right. Anyway, we're super excited. You're going to have just one fun fact. And try not to be distracted by the hollow, echoey emptiness of the giant void to my right, where no light can escape. And I feel like happiness itself is almost being sucked in that direction. I don't think it's going to affect us. Show notes, Benny may or may not be back there somewhere. We don't have that on camera, do we?
I haven't slept in days because of it.
No, it's really terrifying. It both stays still, follows you, and is nowhere all at the same time. I don't like it. But I'm glad it's here, or is it, taking our show notes. So big shout out to show notes, Benny. Leo, have you got one fun fact?
I do have a fun fact for this week, for this episode. It'll be that I'm allergic to shellfish.
Are you?
Oh.
But the fun fact with it is that every so often, I really doubt if I'm actually allergic to shellfish. So what I'll do is I'll eat shellfish.
Good.
And funny enough, I'm still allergic.
Okay.
So,
dang.
What happens?
Like, I'll die. I don't know.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
Like, it's pretty bad.
Take a bite, stab an EpiPen in your leg. You're like,
no,
yeah,
no, I don't know where my EpiPens went. Like, I lost them.
Okay,
the doctor
this
gave
is
them.
A problem you
yeah.
need to address.
It's great. It's great. No, I usually just, like, take a nap.
You might want to hunt those
no,
ones.
No, that's not good. Do you take some, like, antihistamine or something?
No, no, I take a nap.
Yeah,
it's great.
Damn, that's
great. Just flex really hard. All your muscles while looking in the mirror.
That's no. the thing is, how does your body know to be allergic to things that you've never even experienced before? That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
What's up with peanuts, too? Why is everyone allergic to peanuts?
How do we know that a lot of poisonous berries, the first guy who ate them wasn't just allergic to them?
That's true.
You just gotta find people.
Now we're missing out.
More than one case,
find people like me. Just eat anything and everything.
Yeah.
And then find out. Haven't died yet.
Cool,
so,
man. No,
still here.
That's a good... I wish I'd asked you that last, because shellfish would have been a good segue to summer plans, because shellfish tend to live.
That's funny.
Near the
that's
water,
what we're talking about.
Beach vacation. You
yeah,
know.
People do that.
You know, I have a PhD from the Harvard School for Segways.
Interesting.
So I'm
interesting.
Good at that. So we'll come back to that in a minute. Madeline, what's your fun fact?
Okay, I had one, but then after Leo said that, I was like, you know what? I have a fun, allergic fun fact as well.
Okay.
I am allergic to ants. Any huh. ant.
Everybody's allergic to ants.
No, I have to carry an EpiPen with me.
For ants?
I went to the
that's
ER.
Lame.
I went to the
that's
ER because
that's
of
lame.
That.
Do you have,
I feel like
you
I'm,
have your EpiPen right now.
No, it's actually in my car, but my car is not here.
All right, Grace, release the ants. We finally got
is
her.
Any ants? Like black ants, red ants, all ants?
Any ants?
What the
heck? A carpenter ant.
What about like
ER.
Your uncle's wives? Sorry, that was a bad joke. That was stupid. I don't even know why I said that.
Can we identify the dad in the room?
Yeah, sorry. All right, Grace.
Okay, I always freak out because I'm like, I don't know what I've already said as a fun fact. I don't know how fun a person can be. But I think one that I haven't shared is that one time I traveled to Ireland and I drove a car. So the steering wheel is on the wrong side of the car
right.
and you're driving on the wrong side of the road,
right.
which is especially confusing when you have
sure.
to take a turn.
Oh,
wide right.
Yeah.
Wide right.
That is interesting. I thought you were just going to end at a car. And I was like, that's awesome.
We are so proud of you.
I do have my license. But driving instructors used to have like the second wheel and a brake.
Yeah.
They only have the brake now, not the wheel. Because when I was driving with my instructor, he did have... One time, I had to press the brake.
Why?
I don't remember. It's probably my fault, though. I had 4 different driving instructors tell me I have a heavy foot, which means I speed. But that's not my fun fact.
I had them slam on when I was in the car for my drive with a driving instructor. Mm-hmm. They would have 3 people in the car at a time, so you would sit in the back seat if you weren't the one who was being and they had to slam on the brakes and jerk their little second wheel, passenger seat wheel, like really hard when I was in the back seat of the car.
Oh, wow.
Big shout out to, I think her name was Crystal.
Crystal.
Who was
Crystal,
driving.
I hope you're not
almost,
driving.
Almost killed us all. She also knocked over a Diet Coke that I had in a cup that was on the floor by my desk during the classroom portion, and then she never owned up to it, and somebody else in the class told me. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're out there, Crystal, I remember.
Okay? You know what? This is a great opportunity to pray for our enemies.
Crystal is not an enemy. She was a very sweet 16-year-old girl
it
at the time.
It feels like I hear a slight tone of resentment, though. Have you been able to like process that?
This episode of Honest Guy is brought to you by forgiveness as a concept. Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, concepts are sponsoring things now, and forgiveness is. It was between that and then Bud Light. Apparently, they have a really low bar for who they want to edge. They want anybody. And we went with forgiveness as a concept.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good choice. So, good choice on that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Emma. You have a fun fact for us.
Okay, so I have arachnophobia. I always have, right?
Okay.
I killed a spider with my bare hand the other day in my car. I said, in the name of Jesus, I smacked it. And I killed it. And that was a really big moment for me. What I usually do is I'll either get someone else. Work up the courage to use a shoe. Or you drown them in Lysol spray.
Okay.
And it kills them, which is a brutal way to die. But it's a spider. It's vermin.
Yeah.
And I go.
They don't have a central nervous system either. So it's not like it hurts.
That's
you know?
True.
I didn't
is that
know
a fact?
Yeah.
That's no. Mm-hmm. I did. I got with my bare hand. I was very proud of myself.
Yeah. Don't anthropomorphize insects because they have 0 central nervous systems and they literally can't feel pain.
That's interesting.
I don't know if they can feel emotional pain, though. So I've been trying to, like, say mean things to them, like, as an experiment, and it doesn't seem to bother them either.
Yeah. How would you tell if it works? Like,
they
a little,
cry
like a little tear?
Yeah.
They cry.
A little sad.
Like, yeah,
do they have ears? Can they hear?
I don't know. I've never emotionally abused a spider. I want to make that super clear. That
was not a joke. Not yet.
Actually really like spiders. And last year, my son caught a giant wolf spider and kept it in an aquarium and fed it crickets. And it was super cool because they don't spin webs. Mm-hmm. They like run around on the ground and then they leap on it. Yeah,
I don't like really that. Cool. I don't like wolf spiders.
Interesting. Yeah.
They're my favorite kind of spider.
Absolutely. That's so weird.
Which is least favorite?
My least favorite kind of spider? Probably tarantulas. I feel like they're uppity.
They're
like, we've been domesticated. Kinda like people feel like that's dumb.
Fuzzy too. I don't like that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I don't like any spider.
It's kind of like how I don't like polar bears. It's my least favorite kind of bear.
Really?
Why?
That's interesting.
Because if they're, I feel like they're whiny, right? They're always like, oh, if the ice caps all melt, we're all going to starve. I'm like, no, that just makes you a regular bear. All the other bears do fine without having to get to be special and float around on giant blocks of ice out in the Arctic. That's like, get over yourself, polar bears. I've heard
that they're the only animal that sees humans as prey.
I like that. That sounds cool. That sounds neat.
Up a little bit on your list.
No, it's still the whiny. They're so whiny. They're always having like documentaries about them and like,
they slide on their bellies with their legs out and their cubs are so cute. You gotta watch
your I'm an anti-polar bear.
Oh, come on.
You know what polar bears would hate?
Summer.
Wow.
Summer.
Yeah.
Teed it up. Boom. That was beautiful.
Out of the park.
What do zoos do then?
Zoos?
Yeah, aren't there polar bears in some zoos?
No, they're just dyed white.
I don't think so.
they're black bears.
They're albino black bears.
There's a guy who has to take white out and do the whole thing. Them.
They get the paint roller out and just...
Oh my God. Yeah.
Come on. Polar bears aren't real.
Like,
summer, John Henry.
Summer. Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
So do you have any fun plans in summer that don't involve polar bears?
So here's how, because this is such a huge topic, right? Literally, I feel like the topic of the show is like, summer, right? And it's currently, we were filming this show in the middle of May. My school's last day of school was on Friday. And so this is like super timely and it has really officially started. And I want to talk about like summer plans in general, but I also want to make sure that we focus on all of the really cool Catholic-y things that are happening this summer. Stuff like Steubenville, Atlanta, stuff like the Eucharistic Congress, all of these neat opportunities that we have for anything from people who are doing mission work to whatever. But let's start big picture. What are your summer plans? Producer Ben, I want to start with you.
Cool. Awesome. So first up this summer is I'm going back to Chicago for a weekend to visit some friends up there. I lived in Chicago for 5 months at a Catholic film studio. Shout out to Spirit Juice Studios. And I was an editor for them for a while. And I miss it. It's great. I miss my friends there. And I miss the church there because my home parish it's been dubbed the most beautiful church in the U.S., St. John Cantius.
Wow.
It's amazing. I've talked about it on the show before, but I can't wait to go back and go to Mass. Is probably one of the most I'm very, very excited to go to Mass. That's there cool. And then second thing I'm doing this summer, way out of my comfort zone, I'm in training right now for it, is I'm gonna be riding a bike 500 miles across the state of
you're
Iowa.
You're officially doing that?
I am doing
heck
that.
Heck yeah.
So across Iowa.
Iowa is.
It's gonna
you
be
bring a
fantastic.
Audiobook. Listen to Honest to God on Spotify.
You could probably make it through our entire catalog while you listen.
You honestly, absolutely, definitely.
No, you need more than that. I hope you like corn.
Listen to I Lord love of the Rings Iowa. Audiobook.
I'll listen to Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Iowa?
I want to make it super clear that the Iowa Board of Tourism is a major sponsor of this show. And if you are listening to us right now in Iowa, I am here for you. I support Iowa as a concept and a place. I'm all about Iowa. Yeah. I've driven through Iowa many times to visit my sister-in-law in a convent in Minnesota.
Oh. Driven
and
through.
What?
driven through Iowa, never stopped.
I stopped at Brandon, Iowa. Big shout out to Brandon, Iowa. The largest frying pan in Iowa is there, and it's really big.
Oh my goodness.
So that was great. Stopped there, got out of the car, took a picture, got on my phone.
Nice.
Then right back through.
So anyway, the event I'm doing specifically.
No, back to me. I'm sorry, Ben, go ahead. The event you're doing.
The event that I'm doing, it's specifically called Ragbri, and it's a yearly event that's been going on for 20 or so years. It started out as about a little over 200 people got together and decided to ride their bikes from one side of Iowa to the other side of Iowa.
Because they had nothing else to do.
Because they had nothing better to do.
Wow.
And now it is 10,000 people every year get together and ride from one side of Iowa
to
the other side. Yeah, and so they shut down roads. People set up food trucks. They give out free food, free beer. People, you swim in like lakes.
That's the only reason that is going.
Yeah, I may have plans. Now, where in Iowa do you start and where do you end?
It's different every year. I can't remember the starting city off the top of my head, but I know Davenport is the ending city.
Yeah, there you go. That's a city that exists in Iowa. So, that's a name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make a joke out of that, Leo.
There you go.
All about Iowa.
But I'm pumped for it. I discovered it a couple of years ago, and I was like, eh, that'd be pretty cool to do. And then I saw they were doing early bird pricing last month, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And so now I'm training. I'm trying to get to the point where I'm running at least like one day a week, 5 miles, every other day of the week, running at least 1 mile, and then get to the point where a couple times throughout that, I'm going to be riding a bike 30, 40 miles in a day.
Yeah. How many miles a day do you do?
I think the shortest day is 60 miles. Sure. That's the shortest. And the longest is closer to 90.
Wow.
In a day. And you know, there's no hotels or anything. You live on your bike for a week.
Do you camp?
Oh my, you camp. God. Yeah. So
what kind of bike?
Oh my
though?
Goodness,
that's
this
something
is so exciting.
I need to know. Could I roll up with a tricycle?
Oh, absolutely.
Like
it's
a red
crazy
flyer.
How the different kinds of bikes people ride. Some people do tandem. Some people will do like tricycles,
unicycle,
and things like that. Unicycle. You could probably do a unicycle.
Amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
You should get one of those really big bikes that are from like the 30s.
Yeah.
The giant
1800
wheels
and the tiny back wheels and the huge front. Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I'm pumped. I'm really excited to do it because it's
awesome.
Just me. I'm not going with any friends or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be me by myself living on a bike with 10,000 strangers. It's great.
Go you, Ben Barron.
Thank
Go you.
You.
You know something else Ben is going to do over the summer, Leo? He's going to be at Steubenville Atlanta.
I am going to be at Steubenville Atlanta.
And our Honest to God booth.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Check it out.
Nice.
That's so funny. Right. Steubenville, not even to tie it in. I think I'm wearing a shirt I got from Steubenville.
What a crazy coincidence.
I know. It's
does it say Steubie? Like
it does say Steubie.
Nice.
I couldn't spell out the rest. I didn't go to school. I didn't make these. I went with the church group. So it was it's a fun thing.
Yeah,
but
it's
we
a
can
lot of fun.
Circle back and talk about that after everybody else talks about what they're doing with their summer
I
in a very
make
broad
sure,
and generalized sense.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we pitch Steubenville Atlanta and the SEEK Conference for those of you who are in college.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. killer. What about you, Emma? What you got going on?
This summer, I'll be a summer missionary for Life Teen at Cove Crest Camp.
Crest, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I was about to say the camp Cove Crest, but then I tried to switch it and I botched it. But yeah, I'm very excited. It's also a little outside my comfort zone because I've never done anything.
Nice.
And it will be officially the longest I've ever been away from home.
Wow.
Never gone more than 2 weeks, I think, or 3 weeks
right.
away from home.
That's awesome.
Really
is it the first half or the second half?
First session, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so that means
I leave tomorrow? I leave
tomorrow.
No way.
I do, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah, Cove Crest and Hidden Lake, I think both have summer programs going on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went to Cove Crest 2 years in a row back in high school. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Love Cove Crest.
It's awesome. You might have been by Hidden Lake a time or two.
Yeah. I live really close by.
Yep.
And that's where I was last summer as well. I was a summer missionary there. It was such a good experience. So if you are a college student or trying to find something to do over the summer, get in touch with Life Teen. They might still have spaces on the service crew, which is kind of some of the behind the scenes work, setting up different programming and hospitality and working in the kitchen, all that good stuff. It's a great community, great way to grow in your faith and serve the community this summer.
Well, and if you have younger siblings or children or who are high school age, definitely check out one of these summer camps.
Even
I'm yet
middle
to hear a
too.
Bad. Well, and they go down to middle school?
I believe
yeah,
Hidden Lake
yeah,
is middle
Hidden
school.
Lake is middle school and then Cove Crest is high
okay.
school.
And then there's California.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Is that high school? Or
is
it
high school?
Both?
It's probably high school.
Yeah,
is it in California?
Golden mm-hmm. State. It's only, I think there's only 2 weeks this summer, but it's new for them. This is their first year trying that out.
I have yet to hear negative feedback about one of the Life Teen summer camps.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? Mackenzie, who is also one of the panelists, she's going to be at Golden State.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing about Life Teen, too, is that it's not just like a summer camp that people go to on their own and like they go and they have this amazing encounter with Christ and then they go back to their like everyday life, their home parish, and they're kind of isolated in a way and like nobody else around them had the same experience. And it can be easy to tell yourself, oh, it wasn't real or that was like okay for camp, but that's not my real life. But the structure with Life Teen is that they actually come with their parish. So the youth minister comes and brings like the youth group and they come together, experience it together and really grow and bond just different friendships and things like that. And they go home together. So it kind of keeps the spirituality like alive as you go back. So you don't feel just kind of like dropped
off. That's super
cool. Yeah.
It is.
Like, and those of you who've never been on a retreat, I'm going to highly recommend you go. But what Grace is talking about is a very real thing. You go and you sort of have this retreat high, and then you come back and it's like, oh, that was just a weird little segment, a chapter of my life. And I felt all these, I felt like I had this real connection with Christ and all this stuff. But now I'm back and I'm going to go right back to normal. And the fact that they purposefully do that, that's huge. That's really cool. Yeah.
If anything, it doesn't detach you from your reality. It realigns you with what true reality is. And it's that like heavenly experience of like, you know, keeping your life aligned with God. It's amazing. I have been to Cove Crest a number of times before on retreats or something, and I've never had one bad experience. It always feels like a home away from home. So it's really a wonderful thing to do.
That's so great. What about you, Madeline? What you got going on?
Well, nothing as big as that.
That's all right.
So I like grew up in North Georgia, and like growing up, my parents, they took the cheaper option of like going to like waterfalls and lakes and hikes and stuff like that. So I've done a lot of those, but I realized there's so much that I haven't discovered. So this summer and probably following, just even after summer, I'm determined to hit as many like hidden waterfalls and hikes and lakes. And I want to go kayaking.
You've been to Devil's Elbow?
I have.
I've jumped off. Elbow.
Where is that?
Yeah, super cool. Dawsonville. Yeah, it's like down 53. I don't know if that's something we should be pitching though, because I'm not sure if it's private property or not, but I think it's a public area. I've seen a ton of, I mean, there's tons of people there, but it's a big cliff that you can jump off of into the water, so where cool. The Amicalola takes a right turn because it hit this granite rock wall. You should check it out.
Oh, I will.
If it's legal.
It'll be on my list.
I've jumped off of it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. We used to do that. We went there a lot in college. It's a good time. What about you, Leo? What you got going on this summer?
Oh, a few things here and there. Steubenville. I think I'm going to find a way to help out with that. Could talk about Steubenville.
You're going to come hang out at the Honest to God booth?
Maybe, probably. I don't know. I like hanging out with you guys, but socializing in public, I don't know if I can do that. So just, you know, I'll wave from across the room. But yeah, I'll probably be there helping out. It's a great great conference. Would you call it a conference? I don't know how to describe
it. I went there one time.
Wonderful,
it's a function.
Yeah,
it's a function.
It is a shindig.
A shindig.
It's a shindig.
For sure.
With Jesus.
Yep.
So the best kind. But yeah, and then doing a grill out, kind of a young adult group thing as well, starting in summer. So going to be grilling.
Is that St. Michael's?
No. Funny enough, not at St. Michael's. It's going to be, think St. Catherine's.
Okay.
Details to be followed, because I haven't hashed it all out, but just get a grill food.
And chill.
Yeah, grill and chill. Exactly. Funny enough, nice. That's literally what I call it, because I'm going to be grilling and chilling. Well, so play sports and grill food.
Patrick is the one who told me about that, and he was saying that he was looking forward to that.
Oh, if he was?
Patrick, who you work with. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Patrick that I work with. Which Patrick?
I'm trying to do last names with all the curly hair. You know, Patrick.
Oh, that Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, my man.
He buzzed his head. He doesn't have curly hair anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what he did for this summer.
Those were his plans.
Yeah, only for the summer. You got to catch him while it's here. But yeah, that's pretty much all I'm doing. Have you said what you're doing yet, John Henry?
I don't think I have.
Thanks, I'm sure you're doing something exciting.
I actually have a more laid-back summer than I usually do. I'm going, I got a buddy's birthday party up in, our friend Matt up in Ohio that I'm going to. I'm going to go hang out up there for a little while. And then I'm going to Catholic Family Land, which I've probably talked about before on the show. It is the cheesiest, best thing in the world. I say this a lot, but right, it's like a perfect example of how what we call cheesy or campy is usually wholesome and good. And it's just because we're cynical and need to get over ourselves that we use words like cheesy. But it's up in Ohio. It's in Steubenville, but it's not associated with Franciscan. And it's a camp for your family. There's like 1,000 people there every week. They call them fests, Holy Family Fests, and throughout the whole summer. And it's the best. There's a huge mass together in the morning, and then the place is just open. There's all these like basketball tournaments, softball tournaments, chess tournaments. There's a huge swimming pool, a giant playground. There's all the, it's just amazing. And you go with your friends and you hang out and you camp and you spend a week together. So super, super cool. And the kind of people who go are the kind of people who go to a place called Catholic Family Land. So it's like awesome.
Is that what its actual name is?
Yeah, I think so. I think they got a fancy name, like the Apostolate for Family Consecration, but the sign still says Catholic Family Land.
All right, good. Yeah. Nice. I thought you just made it up. It sounded good.
No,
I was
great.
Almost sold just on the name.
No, but it's really fantastic. I don't think we're going to do an Honest to God live from Catholic Family Land, though.
I feel like that may be
cool. It's close to Iowa. Yeah. Relatively.
Is it?
I mean, that the northern half of the country, right? America's not that big.
You should just vlog the whole experience.
Yeah, that's true.
I will vlog the entire experience. Yes. You know what? We'll throw that down right now. I'm going to live stream everything that happened.
Every day.
I'm going to wear a GoPro on my forehead, mm-hmm. starting when I get in the car, and start driving. And leave it until we get back.
Nice.
Have fun editing that, then.
Yeah. It's like, I won't. Still driving.
Wait, you could do it while you're biking.
Yeah.
On my computer.
John is sending me footage.
So I do want to talk. Like, is anybody just like it's been mentioned something, and I don't want to just focus on Catholic events specifically when we talk about this. I think this is a really good opportunity to talk about vacations and leisure and how that's like an important thing that we don't need to feel guilty about, and how we can still like live our faith authentically when we're hanging out in a beach chair drinking a Coors Light, like, because you totally can, right? And I want to get into that. Is anybody just doing just vacation-y vacation for fun?
Yeah.
You are?
We, every year, my family, we try and go to our favorite beach, Amelia Island. And so we get my mom's entire, almost her entire side of the family comes, and she's got a lot of siblings. So it's like, we do like 3 or 4 places all together, and then we all go out on the beach. And we're the kind of family where you spend all day at the beach.
Right.
Like, you don't go like out for like an hour. You go from like 10 o'clock till like gotta go shower for dinner,
right?
And we have these like big can, like the canopy things, and we like line them up all together and all sit and just enjoy
so
the
fun.
Beach
yeah
stuff.
That's nice.
So it's
that's
always
cool
good.
Yeah. That's really cool. So I saw Ben shaking his head when she said all day spent at the beach.
Ben, are you anti-beach?
No, I love the beach, but I couldn't do that.
It's
wonderful.
It's a health risk. It's a health
risk. That's why the canopy's helps, because you can sit in the shade.
Big health risk for me.
No, you just sit in the shade, put sunscreen on for the light reflecting off the sand. You're good.
I want to talk about our beach retreats here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
After the break. But I want to throw out this hot take. I like the beach. I don't like the ocean at all. There's nothing I like about the ocean. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to be in it. I don't want it.
I'd rather
to touch
do ocean
me.
Than lake. Yeah. I hate lakes.
Yeah, but here's the deal with lakes. With lakes, there aren't giant monsters that live in there. That
maybe
they
don't know that. You can't see them.
I've never
know
noticed
that.
One in
Alabama. There's snakes. There's snakes
never
in lakes, dude.
You got stuff like Lake Lanier, where it's haunted.
It is.
Like, it gets worse.
Do you know how many dead bodies are in Lake Lanier?
I will take risks of haunting over giant monsters I know exist that want to eat me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From
what
the void,
what are you talking about?
Lake,
sharks,
Loch Ness,
no. Stingrays, and misplaced
won't bother
whales
you.
With
you don't bother them.
Any dangerous
bad
animal
perception.
You've been watching
other
like
than jellyfish. Yeah. Any dangerous animal other than
jellyfish
they don't go in the shallow waters. They have to
crabs.
Go deeper unless you're in Pensacola.
I see stingrays all the time.
Where you go to the beach?
What beach are you go? Oh,
St. George Island. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, sometimes come.
Maybe there's some.
Stingrays.
It's Steve Irwin got
waves.
Killed by a really big one.
You can boogie
one.
Board. You can surf. You can float. It's good
out.
For your skin and your
he
hair.
I really like sitting under an umbrella and enjoying a Coors or something
solid
in the shade.
Choice.
That's what
solid
I like.
Choice.
I like playing bocce. I
we'll
like playing
back.
Cornhole.
Back to support the
I like playing that game with the ladder and the little balls that are connected.
Ladder ball.
Yeah, I like that. but I don't want to be in the water ever. I will go in the water occasionally when I have to go to the bathroom or wash the sand off myself. Oh, don't look at me
it's
like
it.
That infinite void to my right. Everybody, all
nine
of you
out of ten
the
people pee
in
the ocean.
Yeah,
it's
if you don't pee
you?
In the ocean, you're weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. They fish do it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Come it's on. Not a bathtub.
And it's easy access. All you have to do is literally get up from your
and the current.
And walk out.
The current. It.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
Exactly.
And one thing that I ended right before we broke with that I wanted to get back into was our beach retreats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we've talked about them before on air, but I want to talk about them in regards to vacations in general and how to do it well, because we did we had 3 beach retreats, I think, together over the course of 6 years.
I was only at 2 of them, but
okay.
You did 3. Yeah.
Okay. So Ben and I had 2 beach retreats together over the course of 4 years, and they were retreats, but philosophically, we tried really hard to make sure that it wasn't just a constant immersion in the faith,
right?
The whole idea was, no, we're going to go on vacation with like good people who are striving in virtue and fighting for salvation, and we're going to be together. We're going to go to Mass. We're going to pray together at night. We're going to have some conversations. We're going to hear some testimonies. But 90% of the beach retreat was just
hanging out.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
With good human beings.
Yeah, we had games around. We didn't have like TVs or anything set right. up, so we weren't playing video games or anything right. like that. People were out on the beach. We were playing spike ball. We were playing so much chess at the last one. Right. So much chess. And just having a good time enjoying each other's company.
Well, and what I loved about it is I think that was... Those were some of the most effective retreats that I've ever had anything to do with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it goes to say, just sort of to segue back to what we're talking about, that vacation can be a spiritual experience without it being like, hey, guys, we're going to go to Panama City and we're going to spend the entire time inside the church. It's all going to be adoration. Madeline.
Okay. I'm not doing it this summer, but I did do it last summer. I had mentioned like one of my fun facts for one of the first like videos we filmed. I had gone on a road trip last summer with four other friends, and one thing that we really tried to do is we tried to go daily mass as much as possible. Like, we were going to day mass like in New Mexico and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And we would pray the rosary on like long drives, and it was kind of fun because for a while there we were hitting a mass like, or at least a church, a Catholic church, like once a day. And so we would like break it up and do like a decade in this church and then go to this cathedral and pray a decade here together, and then like all around, stuff like that. And it was really cool. We would try to hit as many churches and just pray as much together as possible. And we still had, I mean, we hit, I think, in total 16 or 17 states.
That's so cool.
So
this day, I am so bent on going to Europe and doing a Catholic pilgrimage to all these sites. You can go to, like, Lourdes and, like, all these places, like,
that's
cathedrals.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I want to do it so bad. It'd be so cool.
But I just love the almost lack of purposefulness in what we just talked about, right? And like, we're going to go do all of these wonderful things, sure, but this is just about us being together, and like, we love each other and we enjoy each other's company, and we're going to hang out and we're going to support each other in all of this goodness. But the fact of we're just in this good community with good humans, right, working towards the same goal, I think that's beautiful. And you don't have to be so forceful in working the faith and do every element of everything you're doing, because if you've got good people together, it's going to happen naturally. It's just beautiful.
And you're just being. Like, there was a talk one time, going back to the Steubenville conferences, when I was in high school, I heard someone give a talk, and they were talking about just, like, our consumeristic culture and how we're always going from one thing to the next. There's always chaos. There's always noise. And we're busy. We're, like, doing something. They're like, oh, how are you? Your answer is always like, oh, I'm doing this, this, and this. And that's not really what the question is asking. But we were made to be human beings, not human doings.
So as human beings,
like, we're called to just occasionally just be, like, exist. And God made the world with such beauty to invite us into it and to invite us closer to him, because he is, like, truth, beauty, and goodness.
Right.
And you can see so much beauty in, like, in an ocean or even the mountains, on hikes, waterfalls, things like that. So I think summer is a good time, because for a lot of people, schedules are a little bit more open, less schooling and that kind of thing. So you have the opportunity to, like, go out into nature and just appreciate that beauty and be.
Yeah, I think one really great thing that we have this, like, time built in as a society to take a break. That people don't work as much. I know, like, me personally, I work at a conference center, and we have less events over the summer. So we have more free time and more weeks where we don't really have much to do. So we get let off early, and I have more time to go do things, and people don't have school during the summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's this great built-in amount of time that we can, instead of working towards making sure Christ and our faith is integrated into our lives, our daily lives, we can just go out and be in the world. And it's like Christ, it just exists there. It's not even that hard anymore.
Because he does.
Because he's just there. When we get out of the monotony of life and just start enjoying it, it's like this underlying faith comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this summer, if you're listening, if you're watching, just go do real things.
Yeah.
Go do good things with real people. Because I've never spent a day on vacation binging Netflix or Amazon or whatever, and at the end of the day, I've been like, man, that was a good day. That was a really good
time
day.
Time well spent.
Yeah. Seriously, just go do stuff. We're blessed because we live right by Long Swamp Creek, which is a big river, a tributary of the Etowah River in North Georgia. And it touches our property. And so we can walk down to it whenever we want, and my kids can play and everything. Or what we've gotten into recently, my son and I, we got an inflatable kayak. And we've been going on little kayak adventures, and we did 8 miles the other day. Me and my son and our dog, we went all the way to the confluence of the Etowah, where it really opens up.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it got me, and it took probably, I don't know, 3 hours or so to do it. It was after a good rain, and so the water was moving fast, and it's never deeper than, you know, my chest, right? So you're not worried about safety issues that much. And we mapped it out, and I'm pretty sure that if we start early morning, we can make it on the Etowah all the way to Lake Allatoona before nighttime and make it like a day, make it a big thing. Cool. So that's one of our things we really want to do over the summer.
That's the thing, is there's so many nature-based things, but it's like if you have the good people with you. Tubing. Right. Go tubing with your best friends. Know each other. Like, open it up. You can bring a speaker that's like the waterproof speaker. You get one like $20, play music, like have... I don't know, if you're of age, bring like beers or something and just relax and literally float down a river, which is cool that we get to do that. And it's like not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You're floating down. It's so many good nature based things.
What's the popular river? Everybody does it in
Chattahoochee, probably.
Shoot the Hooch. That's what it is. Yeah. I've never done that. I've not done it, but I've heard it's fun. I heard that
it's
good time.
The Chestatee is a great one in Dahlonega. The Etowah is a great one, and like the Canton area. Mm. Like, there's a lot of great rivers, and it's totally free. We used to do this in college all the time, and there were beverages involved. We would go to Walmart, and we would buy kiddie pools.
Oh my gosh.
And we would inflate the kiddie pools, and they had like the little sun cover, so your kid was perfect to lay back in, and we would float down the river and hang out and drink beer and just have good conversations with good humans.
Because there's always ways to get off, too, so you can just...
Well, we map that out and be like, oh, there's a bridge here. It's 5 miles away. We're going to park a car on the side of the road over there, and then we're all going to float down and then hop back and drive back to your original car. And you'd spend the afternoon doing it. It was the best thing in the world. It's free and it's fun. That's
you know awesome. What the best thing about rivers is, too?
What's that?
There's no sharks.
There's almost never sharks.
almost never.
You guys are killing me. I've come to really appreciate sharks. And I think it was last year, I was snorkeling and I got to see one in the wild. It was so cool.
They're actually super cute.
They're really cool.
They're really cool. Listen, you see the people who are divers. They come at them, and all they do is they like go above them and push their nose, and then the shark just goes do.
But that's not what always happens.
Yeah,
like always.
Certain circumstances, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than get killed by a shark.
I'm 0% likely to get bit by a shark.
You're more likely to get hit in the head with a coconut and die than you are from a shark attack.
Yeah, but what's that based on? Like, if...
statistics? If never, I don't know.
Yeah,
hospitals? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be more likely to get struck by lightning because lightning strikes everywhere. The shark's not going to walk out into the middle of the field and bite me.
Exactly.
You know, like, so lightning's really everywhere. Sharks
like,
are...
Like, I am not very likely to get a hit put out on me by some mafioso who lives in New York. I'm still not going to walk up to the red light district in the Bronx and punch an Italian guy in the face just in case.
Yeah.
Well, don't punch the shark. I'm not saying to do that.
Okay, fine. All right, I've changed my analogy. I am not very likely to be, let's see, attacked by a tiger either.
Okay.
I'm still not going to go in the tiger cage at the zoo.
Okay.
Well, you're not going in to, like, they don't go where it's shallow, right?
There's also something really beautiful.
I'm not going to go swimming in a swamp in South Georgia because I know I'm probably not going to get eaten by an alligator, but it seems like I'm way more likely there. We don't have to just argue about whether or not sharks are going to attack us.
Okay. Let's save it for a shark week.
Let's do a shark week about everything and anything.
It's the anti-Discovery Channel Shark Week. We just talk about why sharks aren't that great. I mean,
I love sharks as like a concept. I just don't want to
keep
be near
conceptual.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, we talked a lot about when we did an environmentalism episode the other day. Like, I'm all about sharks doing shark stuff where the sharks live. I just don't want to go there.
If you go to the beach, just the shore, then you're fine.
Yeah.
You'll only get like reef sharks there, and that's why people like are fine usually.
And I know sand sharks aren't real. Like, I know sand sharks are real, but I mean like sharks that can swim in the sand.
Oh, no.
But I saw a cartoon about it when I was a kid. It still makes me a little bit nervous that I'm going to see a fin just going through.
I'm more scared of crabs than I am. I'm more worried about crabs. When they pinch your feet,
there you go.
It hurts.
Are you laughing at me, Madeline? I know they're not real. I was also afraid of sharks in my swimming pool growing up.
That makes so much sense. If you were a kid and you saw it.
Still bugs me.
Oh my God.
You just see the sand moving, you're like, oh my God.
Let's talk about our friends over at City on Purpose for a second. I think they've got a lot going on over there.
Always.
Almost zero chance of being killed by a shark if you are at
nearly zero. Yeah.
Nearly zero.
I don't want to say.
There's the aquarium.
Zero. Yeah.
So, oh, if you trip and fall,
great. That's something
sure, I
you're
about. Gone.
They're well fed.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be
what's
crazy.
Going on with City on Purpose? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Yes. So City on Purpose is basically a newsletter where they will send it out. I forget how many times in a month or how often it is, but it basically lists out all of the activities that are happening in the Atlanta area, the Atlanta metro area, just anywhere around. So if you're ever looking for something to do, especially this summer, definitely go look up City on Purpose. We'll probably throw it into the link somewhere. Mm-hmm. And just get informed on what's happening. Get informed on where the polar bears are and where the sharks aren't.
No, but it really is. Like, I'm subscribed to the newsletter, and it is a really great resource, especially if you're like looking for the kind of good people you can have good times with who are going to be more or less on the same page in regards to the big picture stuff. Like if you want to meet, if you don't know where your people are and you want to meet them, check out the City on Purpose newsletter.
Yeah.
Go to some of the events. They're good people. They've been on the show before.
They are.
A lot of them. Michael Lyons, AG. We've got a lot of City on Purpose friends of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll link that down below.
Yeah, it's going to be linked down below. Do you want to talk about, are we going to skydive again?
Are we going to skydive again?
Yeah.
Again. This is the first time on the show we're talking about that fact.
We've never talked about skydiving?
We haven't talked about it yet.
No way.
We actually did it.
We did.
We did. Great. We went to it. We jumped out of a plane.
This was cool.
The plane landed. We weren't in it.
We went down to the ground. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to know about the kind of prayers you said on your way to and on the way down.
None. That's how many.
None?
None.
Are you kidding me, bro? I'd be like, Jesus, take
I 100% did an act of contrition. I did an act of contrition in the
really?
Airplane. Just in case.
Just to be safe.
I was too focused on
worried.
Like,
it's
the
not
filming.
Like there were air sharks. Uh-huh. There aren't air sharks, right?
I bet you.
I don't think so.
Unless a Sharknado comes through. Sharknado.
But I definitely did an act of contrition on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just in case.
It was cool. I really enjoyed it. I had a whole lot of fun, and we filmed it too.
I've always wanted to skydive. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm sad that I didn't get the invite.
Do y'all want to go?
Because
we have return
passes.
We've
already paid for our next trip.
Yeah.
We put our down payment down.
Down payment.
And we get paid, or we get it. It's cheaper the more people we bring with us.
We get $20 off per
this
friend
summer.
We bring.
When's the summer?
I don't know.
When are you back?
When do you want to go?
July. But
you're
then
back
I'm going
in July.
To
in July.
Mm. So if it's late
we'll
July,
plan it around
then
here.
I'm
you want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm available late July.
I feel like Dan's not going to go.
Yeah.
I'm Leo.
Guys, I don't know. I may be convinced, but I'm not going to be a fan of it.
See, my thought is because I was talking to my instructor, and I think in like the next 2 months or so, I could go get my license and then jump by myself. Do a solo jump because you don't have to do any tandem jumps
right.
to do solo jumps.
We both
jumps.
Did tandem this time.
Yeah, we both did tandem, but I really don't want to do tandem next time. So I want
to... I'm just not going to commit the time to be able to do it
no,
solo.
That, and that makes sense. Yeah. I have a lot more free time as a 20-year-old than you
Can
do
I go
with
tandem
kids.
With you?
I think I have to get like a certification for that, so maybe not.
Okay.
But, I would love
just
to...
Just start working
I
on
think,
it now.
I don't think I trust myself to not go tandem ever.
Yeah. I think the only way you'd be able to get me into the airplane to jump out is if it's a cool plane.
It's a pretty cool plane.
No, like it has to be a cool plane. Like,
we trick him to get off.
Hear me out.
Like,
dude,
oh,
I'd be
look
so,
at this plane.
I'd be so mad, but hear me out.
We put flames in the side of
it. There's a specific plane that I would totally want to jump out of. West Georgia. I'm going to start sounding like such an airplane nerd, but it's a De Havilland. It's a De Havilland Caribou DH-4, dude.
Oh my god!
They're so
don't even. I have one of those actually.
The Havilland Caribou.
Dude,
I have
they're
one.
They're so cool
in my backyard.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, if you had, that'd be cool. First of all,
I named it Reggie. No,
you're not in the plane very long. You just kind of
yeah, but that's fine.
It's
I'd
like
be 15 in.
Minutes.
I'd be in the plane though.
Yeah. We could probably arrange some things.
It was very, it had pull strings. The vibe of the airplane was like 90s movie that takes place in the jungle. The airplane that lands in the jungle to take them in there. It was like kind of old and cool looking. Like it's been
but it was like
a working plane.
Like I've found that the smaller the plane is, the less uncomfortable I am when you go up. Like you don't get like the ear thing.
Oh,
like at least for me.
Because they don't pressurize it.
We just went up. We went up, what, 14,000 feet?
Really
we jumped from 14. And you were only... You're in the air for like 10 minutes.
You're in the air for a long time.
For a while.
I do have a question about it because I heard recently about they didn't go skydiving, but a friend had told me about it. Like when you're falling down, you don't really like notice yourself falling because it just feels like the same distance.
Yeah.
But you don't really notice it until you deploy the chute and you're actually like.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that. You're right.
And you're watching everything
so you,
go this way.
When you first jump out of the plane, you get that like, stomach drop and you just jump because you have the plane as your kind of frame of reference.
You see it.
But then you don't like. We as humans can't really tell how big things are once they get a certain distance away. So it's just like, for the first time, you're not standing on anything, but it doesn't feel like you're falling, but there's nothing around you. It does such a weird thing to your brain that you just don't exist in anything right now.
You're just being a human being.
Yeah,
you're a space, but not mass. That's crazy.
Ben, that description just made me not want to do it anymore.
No!
Okay.
You know what? You can count me in. Don't
have
me in
bed. If it's when I'm here, I'll join in. I'm like 80% sure that I will join.
If it's out of the De Havilland character.
We got to figure out a way to make it honest to God related in some way.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on my bucket list.
It's a lot of fun. I'm really glad that I did.
I'd rather do it with Catholics because then it's like, you know. Holy Spirit magnetism, right?
Yes, what we just talked about. We talked about the Lord of the Ring episode, exactly. Yes. That way we're safer.
Holy Spirit magnetism, big on that.
So if you would like to watch me and John Henry skydive alongside this episode, a video of us skydiving is coming out on the Honest to God channel. Ben and John Henry, go skydiving. Exciting. Yeah.
That's super cool.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, really pumped.
You're going to do it again.
Yeah, well, we have to now.
We have to now. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else, guys? What are you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to ask what other fun things have people done in their past summers?
Because
that sounded pretty good. Well, yeah, but it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm saying in past.
That's right.
The coolest
thing. I love the idea of like just summer activities that do not involve boring nothingness that everybody does. Things that are preferably that don't cost a lot of money, right? And think like floating down a river in a baby pool. Super fun. Super free. Whatever. Talk about it. You were talking about cheap summer activities earlier.
Oh yeah. This is what I was going to talk about, but I can talk about that too.
Whatever you want.
Literally, once you hit about probably Dahlonega area, literally just drive off of like a back road and you will find a hike or a waterfall or a lake or something. So especially like, I really want to hit more like North Georgia, like kind of like 129 North. There's a lot of things there. There's like Boggs Creek, which is like a little campground. It has a creek right next to it. Me and my family used to go there all the time and do cookouts.
That's cool.
We went there during quarantine because we're like, we got to get out of the house. There's DeSoto Falls, which is a little trail to a waterfall. There's Anna Ruby Falls. There's Helton Creek. There's so many different things. Helton Creek is probably one of my favorite waterfalls because it's really big.
We've been dropped off on one of the Lake Lanier Islands before and just built a campfire and hung out. Were you there when we did that?
Nice. I was not there. I was in Chicago at the time.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I'm just amazed at, like, we're really blessed, especially in this area in Georgia, with the amount of, once again, you drive 45 minutes north of the city and all of a sudden you're surrounded by infinity mountains and hiking trails and waterfalls and beautiful, it's wonderful.
And there's so many lakes to take a tube out on, to go kayaking. There's like Vogel, Unicoi, Burton, Raven, there's Lanier.
And the diversity of environments that you can experience. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good summer. But other than Catholic Family Land and going out to visit my buddy, I'm really excited about having a summer that does not have 10,000 things going on. Mm-hmm. Like, was it the human doings or human beings? I've put some thought into that, and my wife is pregnant with baby number 5 right now, and she's going to be due in September. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of, like, we're going to do a lot of like staycationing, and I think we can do that really, really well. I'm excited about sort of that time where we're all together on top of each other, and we don't have internet that works at our house, and it's just, we have to make fun, and it's so much fun. Those are the always the times I have the most fun.
You camp in your backyard, even.
Dude.
If you have room to do that in your backyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have so much room to camp in my backyard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Awesome.
Wait, I do actually. I will keep talking if no one else will. So one thing that I've really gotten into is card games. And I love whenever me and friends come together, or like me and my family, or just anyone I go. I've gotten really into Rummy recently.
Okay.
And then also me and a friend are trying to get into poker and learning that.
I love
and
poker.
I feel like I'm not terrible at it.
We have a family poker night pretty regularly at my house.
Okay. I have won every game of Texas Hold'em I've ever played.
No, you haven't. Every game.
Only been three, but
every single game.
Never play another one. My brother.
I think I lost my brother probably, but outside of my house, I believe there's been two times I played it. It's fun. They usually last a long time though. But I was at our confirmation retreat. We had like 20 people playing, or that's probably an exaggeration. Maybe like 12. We'll go with 12. But it was a big game of poker. Lasts a long time. So it's fun. Good idea, Madeline.
Talk more about why you're in a card game. So I think that's super cool. I think any like analog games are cool. Like anything not digital is neat.
I like it because, well, it's something that can be learned but also taught. And it's just, it's fun because you get together and it's like one of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm hanging out with people and then they pull out their phone. I hate when I'm in the car and like it's just me and like a passenger or just other people and like they're on their phone because I love talking with people.
Right.
And so I feel like card games are a good way to like just sit there, talk to people, have a drink or two with it, just to hang out, literally just get to know the people. And like a lot of the card games, like, yeah, it's like fun competition. You try to win, but it's not like a rough competition. It's you're not like always challenging each other. It's just like you're having fun. You get dealt with your cards, you work with them kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, recently I've been like Nerds. Have you ever heard of that?
Nerds.
N-E-R-T-S. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's a really fun one. Each person has to have their own deck of cards. I won't go into that one, but I've like Nerds, poker, Rummy, Pinnacle, like all of these ones that are just
Whoa, you're forgetting a very critical card game.
Spicy Uno.
Yes.
Spicy Uno.
Okay, well, I was just picturing decks of cards, like a deck of cards that you can bring with you anywhere. But, Spicy Uno, if you haven't played it, you have to. That is literally my favorite.
Explain a little bit about it.
Okay, so it's basically Uno, but with a spice to it.
Got it. I don't understand that much.
There's like certain cards, like I know, like 6, 0, 7, and 8 all have a special meaning to them. You can like jump people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's all fun different roles, but it's like, it makes like, normally when you play Uno, maybe the card game lasts like 5 minutes,
right,
and you're done. But like this one, you can be literally playing for like 30 minutes and it still hasn't been done yet, just because there's so many ways you can like attack people and stuff like that.
People will end up having like half the deck in their hand and then they're just like trying to hold all the cards but can't.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, that is a great game. Mm-hmm. I would like to say on air I did beat Madeline.
Okay.
Spicy Uno.
Okay, but wait,
no, that's not the important part. I won once.
I've tried beating him 4 times.
So I'd like to use that time, this segue here, to shout out Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Because I love Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I've mentioned it on the show. I saw the movie twice in a weekend when it came out, and I'm reading the books right now that go along with the movie. Love Dungeons & Dragons. And it is just, if you haven't played it, get into it. Because it's not really that hard to get into. It seems really, really big and complicated, but once you really get down to it, like when I started playing Dungeons and Dragons, I was in high school. We were just looking for something to fill time during finals week, and we didn't know how to play. We just looked up how you play Dungeons and Dragons, simple rules, got a PDF of the player's handbook, and then just started, and then we just learned as we went. And
how do you respond to people who say it's satanic and you can't be a Catholic or you can't be a Christian and play Dungeons & Dragons? Because I play Dungeons & Dragons. I don't have any moral issue with it whatsoever, but I hear that. I've heard that.
Heard that a lot, and I've never gotten it. I think that's the same thing when people say, how can you watch Harry Potter and still be like Catholic when it has like magic and stuff in it? And I think my main argument to that would be, don't give it any more power than it has.
Right.
Like it's a game. That's all it is. It's a way for you to express this intense creativity of character. And like, if you do it properly, and like you really get into it, then you can have these amazing emotional sessions where you're learning about your friends and you're becoming closer as people while also expanding on this like deep-rooted knowledge of how people work. And your characters will go through arcs and things like you're watching a movie, and it's more about that than the actual contents of the game. Like, most of the time when I play Dungeons & Dragons, I'm making everything up.
Right.
Sure, I pull elements and gameplay mechanics and things from the rules, but most of the time, I'm making everything up, and I'm pulling from pop culture and movies mm-hmm. and my own experiences in the world, and that's where the magic of Dungeons & Dragons comes from, is from the imagination of the people playing it, not what everybody else has put into it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I've always wondered why people could have an issue with Dungeons & Dragons or Harry Potter, but not an issue with Lord of the Rings.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
There's magic. There's good magic. There's bad magic. And there's there's no, like, there's no baked in anti-Christian message in
And the fact that, like, Dungeons & Dragons is roughly based off of Lord of the Rings.
Right.
The first version of Dungeons & Dragons had hobbits in it. And then they were sued by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Now they're halflings.
Which are
hobbits.
Which are hobbits. Yeah, that's great. All right.
This is awesome. So we're going to move over to loaded questions, super important part of the show. And you have to answer your loaded question, whichever one you pick. But then you also have to tell us what your favorite summer song is. Your summeriest song, your favorite summer song. And we're going to start with Dan, who's a big fan.
Who's Dan?
Just listening to... I'm sorry, Dan. He was an old guest. With Leo, I apologize, who is going to share... Who's going to answer his question and then talk about it. He's a big big Kenny Chesney guy, that Leo is. He goes to a lot of Kenny Chesney concerts. I assume
every day,
it's going to be...
Actually.
Every day.
It's constantly.
My cousin ran into Kenny Chesney at the gym.
He's like incredibly
either this
short.
Morning or yesterday.
This morning?
Either
what?
This morning
Here?
Or yesterday
in
morning.
Georgia?
I don't know where he is. I think he's still in college in Nebraska. So
what?
I have no idea where
he
is.
He ran into Kenny Chesney in a gym in Nebraska?
Chesney. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Kenny Chesney's like 5'4". He's
he looks really,
short
really
guy.
Short. I was like, he was like, oh, Kenny Chesney's here. And I kind of like, I didn't know if it was like his gym buddy. There were a couple people in the picture. And it took me a while to figure it out. But while I'm looking for this, Dan,
right,
if you're
sorry.
Ready.
Whenever you're
no,
ready.
I can't read. No, like actually.
We'll
go
come
to
back.
Somebody else.
Madeline.
Go back to Leo.
They all have more than three letters.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, these are some really good questions. I think I'm gonna go with what is the first thing you notice when you meet somebody?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. And I think I mostly notice somebody's smile because mm-hmm. growing up, that was something that people always told me, that I had like a great smile. And so, and it's just kind of, I feel like it says a lot about a person when you meet them, how they smile, how comfortable they are with mm-hmm. like, you know, expressing happiness, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I probably always just notice somebody's like smile.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's a good one.
I like it. All right, Grace, what you got?
I don't know why, but like almost all of my questions are about wrestling. One of them is, who is someone you would never want to wrestle? And to that, I would say literally anyone. I don't want to fight anybody.
Yeah, but who specifically?
Yeah, you're gonna you have to wrestle a random person in 5 minutes. You get to choose one
Danny
person.
Danny DeVito. I don't want to wrestle him.
You know what?
Why?
That's a good choice.
Come on, I feel like he'd bite you.
That makes sense. Also, just shape-wise, he'd be difficult because he's so short and wide.
That is such a funny answer. Never in my life I thought you were going to say Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Little corgi legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get a different card? Is that controversial?
You want mine?
Kind of. Oh, it's okay. Maybe. Okay, wait.
You got it, Emma. Which one's it going to be?
We can go back to Dan.
I don't know.
Wait, I have good questions. I have good questions on
Leo,
mine.
Dan,
I can read
Dan,
them
Leo.
Off.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Leo. What you got?
It's all right. So, if you could star in any movie, what would you choose? And that would probably be The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Nice.
But as Clint Eastwood did.
Okay.
I love
there
that.
You go.
Or any Rawhide episode, or any Western.
I'm a big
or the Daniel Boone.
I'm a big Gunsmoke fan.
Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, but I don't know. What? Rawhide was good.
I just bought all the Gunsmoke movies the other day for like $5.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It was $5?
We've been watching a lot of Marshall Dillon in my house.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. I like Tales of Wells Fargo.
Emma, you ready?
I guess so.
Gotta pick one. These.
Well,
just do
okay,
it.
So I just decided to pick, if you could travel back to the past, where would you go?
Okay, and you can't say, like, to meet Jesus, because that's...
Well, yeah, my first thought was, right, like, answer. Victorian era, maybe, but, like, cause, I don't know, I just kind of thought about that, but I was...
I don't know. I feel like there's a cooler answer than Victorian.
I kind of like that answer. I feel like it's a good one.
It's a good one. But
I think there were more sharks back then.
But though. I like how it says where would you go, not when. It says where. So like where specifically at another time. I don't really
know exactly.
No offense to England, but
not,
I'm good.
Not the ocean.
But
that's
like,
for sure.
Yes, not the ocean because apparently sharks are a big nuisance. where I would go, probably, maybe. I don't know.
You got it.
I don't know.
Name a place. Anywhere.
You could go back to like the premiere of your favorite movie when it originally came out.
Or you could see a dinosaur. Like, what are you talking about? The premiere of a movie? Yeah, no, go see a dinosaur.
A dinosaur. I was going to say, yeah, you could go to like prehistoric times. Or like very first humans. Not Jesus time, but like Abraham time. See what's, ooh, see what's going on.
Okay. Oh, that'd be cool.
Good answer.
I think that'd be really cool.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you do when you get out of bed? I check under the bed for sharks.
Gotcha.
Just in case.
Always staying safe
just
out there.
Just in case. The real answer is I take my dogs outside to pee. That's nice. The actual answer. It's very exciting cool. stuff. All right, producer Ben, close it out. Something good. Something
Already,
good.
What is a sure sign you are getting old? And me, like an old man at this point, 20 years old, is you start liking oatmeal cookies.
Oatmeal cookies are so good.
Right? Oh gosh, but then as like a kid, I was like, ew, oatmeal cookies? Right.
That's disgusting.
And then you grow up and you're like, oatmeal cookies are the bomb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and since none of you followed directions and none of you did summer songs.
I have mine. I have
it's done. You forgot. You forgot. It's done.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Cherry Colored Funk by the Cockatoo Twins.
Dude, I don't know what that is, but I'm here for it.
Cherry Colored Funk by the Cockatoo Twins. Those, I think they're an 80s band or something, but they have newer stuff, I guess. But
all right. Rapid fire, Grace. What is it? Madeline.
Saturday Sun by Vance Joy.
Oh, dig that's
it.
A good one.
Leo, what you got?
I don't know. Okay. Listen to Static.
Static.
That's it.
Flips to the station.
Which is not the name of a band. You literally listen to white noise.
Yeah, white noise.
Nice
you
one.
Shotgun by George Ezra.
Oh, that's a good one. That is such a good one. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's such a good one.
Yeah. Oh, it has good memories behind it, too.
I'm going to go with one of, I think I have a half dozen songs actually saved on my phone. Mm-hmm. One of them is Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. I'm sorry, it's hard to beat.
That's
y'all.
A good one.
It's really
got summer in the title.
It literally says it literally summer does. In the title, which it's is a great fun. Way for us to segue out. So we're going to, as long as we get the copyright clear, we're going to play Summer of 69 right now. All right, so we couldn't get that figured out copyright-wise, but we're still going to close out right now. Thank you guys so much for being here. Everybody, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Honest to God on AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Producer Ben,
signing off.
Over and out.